A foolish man eats salt. Once upon a time, there was a foolish man who visited a distant relative and was treated with great hospitality. The host prepared a variety of dishes to serve him. However, the host forgot to put salt in the food. As a result, every dish was flavorless. So the foolish man said to the host, "The dishes you cooked were all quite luxurious, but they are not very delicious, since the taste was a little bland." "Oh, I forgot to add one thing," said the host, and rushed into the kitchen to grab some salt and add it to the food. He stirred it in well and then asked the guest to taste it again. This time, every delicacy was delicious, just bursting with flavor. And the fool asked his host what he had added to the food to make it taste so good. "Just a little salt," smiled the host. "Salt is the master of all flavors. It can make any dish tasty." So the fool thought, "Since salt is so flavorful, why don't I just buy a pack of salt and eat it at every meal? Then I wouldn't have to cook up a bunch of recipes all the time." On his way home then, he went into a shop and bought a big sack of salt, and was no sooner inside his house than he opened the sack, grabbed a handful of the salt, and crammed it into his mouth. Shocked by the stinging taste, he spat out the bitter salt and immediately thought his relative had played a mean trick on him. Everyone in the world has his or her own intellectual ability and knowledge. They vary in degree and work most effectively only when properly applied. When eating, for example, the proper application of intellect and knowledge leads one to eat moderately and to avoid the extremes of bulimia and anorexia. Over-enjoying one's pleasures and extreme self-denial both lead only to suffering. Everything should be done in moderation, for doing too much or too little leads only to pathological results. If all our duties are carried out with moderation, success will eventually be achieved. Any object becomes the finest instrument when it is used properly, and every individual can make full use of his or her talents when he or she is in the right place. When the correct person is in the right place at the right time, any task will be accomplished smoothly. Otherwise, every effort will meet only with obstacles. Thus, we should apply our knowledge and wisdom when approaching any issue. Buddhism is the religion of wisdom. By hearing, contemplating, and practicing Buddhist teachings, one can attain Buddha's state of wisdom and benefit from it both in this life and in the lives to come. In his past lives, Sakyamuni Buddha sacrificed his body many times to seek the true meaning of the Dharma, which he treasured as the most precious thing in the world. Thus, he finally became a Buddha. Nowadays, however, people treat the Tripitaka Buddhist canon as a research subject. They want to read it, but are not willing to practice it or cultivate it accordingly. Just as people who only talk about food get no nutrients from it, people who only talk about Buddhism will never obtain substantial benefits from it, and just as people who count another man's treasure cannot spend it. So people who only talk about the three jewels cannot enjoy their blessings. Some people ask, how much can a pound of moral conduct sell for? Such people do not value morality and virtue at all, but to those who practice Buddha's teachings, morality and virtue are supreme treasures. Different individuals value things differently. One person might see something as precious, while another person might treat the same object as if it were awful. The value of anything depends only on how people see it and how they use it. Some Buddhists might say, I do not have time now to recite Buddha's name, nor do I have any time now to practice Buddhism. But I will certainly dedicate myself to Buddha once all my children have grown up. There are 24 hours in everyone's day. Do these Buddhists really have no time at all to practice? Of course they do. I think it's only that their minds are fully occupied by dreams of fame and wealth. No wonder they do not have any time. People who have real faith in Buddhism treat Buddhist teachings like precious jewels, whereas those who waver and doubt see practicing Buddhism only as a way of killing time. Whether people get the benefits from Buddhist teachings or not depends completely on their point of view.